나이스 땡큐베리 감사.
That was perfect. Recording in progress. Nice.
Nice. But it comes up. It comes up.
Oh, perfect. Like timing couldn't have been better.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry that my happiness disturbs you.
Oh, shit. My booty getting bigger. Like, goddamn, Shotty, what you feeding it for dinner? In and out, Shake Shack, chocolate and vanilla. I can't remember what the rest is, but yeah.
All right.
That was a pretty fair bit of that, though.
So yeah, hi guys, welcome back to the Cool Jam Show. This is Kate.
And I'm Taylor.
And we're back with episode 12. Is it 10? 11? What the hell is this one?
No, you were right. My brain was like, no, it's 14. No, wait, it's not 14. You were working on it, looking at episode 14 and blocking it out, but you're a dumb dumb.
Well, so we're trying to get our stuff together. I promise we're trying to get our stuff together. We promise. So this episode, we've been wanting to record ever since we got the idea for it, but since we got the idea for this one, it's been on our minds to do literally 4 weeks now. And that is dedicated to all things that is pet worthy. That is idols with pets, everything for cats, dogs, lizards, hedgehogs, snakes, you name it. Okay. There's even a few that have had, like, you know, exotic pets in the past. But before we start discussing that, I have a bone to pick that you told me about not long ago. Basically every company is coming out with their own, like, version of Bubble.
Oh yeah. It's not okay. So, like, for research purposes, legitimately, I downloaded all of the Bubble apps that are available. You ready for this? I downloaded 7 apps.
Holy Hera.
And only one. Okay, so there's an 8th app out of the sorry. I'm trying. Sorry. Out of the the 8 apps, only 2 of them normal people like you and I can use.
Everything else is what, all Korean
is idols. Is specific for idols. Oh no, wait, okay. There's JYP Bubble too, so that's 9.
Yeah. But you were saying, like, only maybe a couple of them we can actually use.
No. I mean, like, normal people can use to talk to each other.
Oh.
Like it's like Kick or whatever.
Oh.
Like, you know how you use it to talk to freaking, I don't know, you hit up your boy Bang Chan. right?
Hit up my little, if Felix's little head self.
Yeah, like you'd hit up your boy Bang Chan or Felixy. And of course, they can actually respond to you, but they're also responding to legitimately everyone else. But
that's my issue with Bubble.
But or Kakao Talk, like you can actually find on only two of them, you can actually find legitimate friends.
Yeah.
That you have IRL instead of just, this one I can pay for and talk to an idol.
And even then, like, okay, so we didn't fully understand how Bubble worked until you and I both
spent time on it. There's a Bubble for Play M. There's Bubble for whatever WM is. Jellyfish. Top TOP. Stars Bubble. FNC Bubble. And like the other bubbles, you can find like Alexa or
Victon. You said Ace.
Yeah.
Like it just depends. You have to like specifically download that one, and you don't necessarily know which one has who,
right? Yeah, like you have to like go into the store and see like which one there is. Like Bubble for Stars has Ace, Only One Of, Hyolyn, Alexa, a few other soloists.
I don't know that.
Alexa, go away.
You tried so hard. You broke for a second.
It was like the pinwheel of death for a second.
You had the boops of death.
BDC, Lucy. Oh, and Chunga.
But, like, that's literally kind of it. I mean, that would be nearly ridiculous. So, my thought on that, first of all, completely useless. Because you're basically just downloading an app to get Twitter updates.
Yeah.
You're not... Unfortunately, okay, so the illusion was ruined for us, and like I left Bubble because of that. The illusion was ruined for me, and I understand why they do it, and it's kind of, they kind of have like this
But they're on Weverse.
Well, so is Adebubba. So is Adebubba. Adeba. I'm trying not to say her name.
Oh. My brain was like, what are you trying? I know you're trying to tell me something, but I don't understand it.
But I just don't understand. I know you're trying to tell me something and you're really cute, but I don't understand a word you're saying. Trying not to say her name.
No, she's not on Weverse.
I thought she was. That might be CL.
Yeah. No, she's not on Weverse, but she has a Bubble now. She just got on Bubble like a month ago.
But like to me, it's completely useless. You are basically paying for Twitter updates. Now, are they a little more active on there? You and I both had Stray Kids. For a while.
Felix is incredibly active.
Yes. But the thing is like, because Felix is one of the most popular idols for Stray Kids, you're kind of stuck in this position of like, they don't, like, he's not talking directly to you. He just kind of like has all the stays. So, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Red face.
Sorry, it's the Kuzap. Yonu wrote out a letter.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yonu?
Mm.
Yonu?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sad. I'm soft now. No one touch me.
Okay. You ready for the English translation?
No.
I had a fun and happy evening eating the, or just that evening, sorry, I'm dyslexic. Evening, reading the internet letter today as well. I'm going to write this last letter before turning off the light and going to bed. I eat as much as possible. They served 3 meals per day. I tried to eat them all without leaving a single red pepper powder.
Oh.
I was doing push-ups in the dormitory, and the squad leader asked me if I should try as a platoon commander trainee.
Oh.
He told me a lot about his daily life. I can use PX since the third day. I need to recharge some sweets, and now I need to focus on my training. If I use the phone, the members will definitely call and want to talk to me.
Oh.
Oh.
No. I'm soft. No one touch me. This is the heart that it is being an army spouse.
Oh. You should download this app. You get really good updates.
I don't have time.
Oh no, you just scroll. I don't have time. I just scroll through occasionally.
Oh.
So that's the name of the app.
Hmm. My phone will light up here in a second. Oh.
No, no.
Oh. This is the pain of being a military spouse.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Hey, at least we get updates from Shonu.
About food.
Well, and he might be a platoon leader.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. Like, but I'm pretty sure. Okay, so like he has the potential to kind of be like Minho, because I'm pretty sure that man would be like completely gung ho to like stay on and train. Like younger, like greener, so like, you know, recruits and stuff.
Mm.
And that's what Minho, he stayed in a little extra just to train some new newbies.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have no doubt in my mind that Shonu wouldn't, you know, that Shonu would do that if asked. I don't know if he would necessarily be like, no, I can 100% volunteer as tribute. But also, he would do it because it's the right thing. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's our update on Shonu. As much as I love Stray Kids and all them, Bubble is for the birds. And
Victon and Ace.
Yes, as much as we love some of our groups, Bubble is for the birds. I said it. Bubble is for the birds. Other people may like it, but like it's just overglorified Instagram, Twitter, that sort of thing. Into our episode. So part of the intro was
I wanted to also mention that I don't like the fact that Bubble is paid. I wish it was more like Weverse, where Weverse is free and you can pay for extras every once in a while.
Uh-huh. Or like a membership. Like the Weverse app has all the memberships. It has TXT's TXT and Hypen's, as well as BTS's memberships. Plus, they're starting to add in like 17, a lot of stuff with like Pledis and like other companies they work with.
Yeah, like you can get your Carrot membership through Weverse, the Weverse shop now.
Exactly.
Which but I haven't done because I still feel like a failed Carrot because I don't know a lot of their names.
I don't either. It took us how long to remember like S-Coups?
Yeah. Position?
And then we were like, oh, wait, like we looked it up and he wears like he literally has three different roles and they're all super, super important.
Yeah.
So
and I feel like a trash person because he's very important and I'm a donut.
What are we? An idiot sandwich.
Smack two pieces of bread on the side of my face and call me an idiot sandwich because that's what I fucking am.
But part of our intro, so we really don't talk about our personal lives a lot on here. We try to kind of stick more towards, I mean, we talk about our opinions, but we try to stick more with K-pop and idols and all that. Was it your old lady medicine?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Tylenol.
Mm.
Felt.
Migraine.
It's about time. So I'll probably take some ibuprofen and then maybe someone will give me some penicillin. That might help the headache go away. Might. But we part of our intro was, since this is all about idols and their pets and everything else, we wanted to discuss our four-legged babies. Yes. So, did you want to go first with your chonky baby?
I have a weirdo Siamese cat that is not your typical, like, when you picture Siamese cat, you picture, like, this kind of burnt-colored cat. No, she does not look like a burnt marshmallow. She's tuxedo.
Yeah, a tuxedo Siamese, but she does have gorgeous eyes.
Like, she's so weird. And she's chonky.
Yeah, she is chonky. She a big, big girl. Like, she's one of those, like, you know, I like them big. I like them chonky.
And then my family, we also have a long-haired cat. Her name is Reese, because she looks like a dang peanut butter cup.
I mean, she's a sweetheart, but, like, she kind of just pops up out of nowhere like Pennywise the Clown.
Yes. And then my sister's cat, Daenerys. She's a gray tabby, and she is skinny and looks like a noodle. Because she's long.
Until you pick her up.
Yeah. And then we have a miniature Australian Shepherd.
Try to say that five times fast.
Her name is Charlie, but not spelled the traditional way because my parents are bougie. It's spelled C-H-R-L-E-E.
I have, since the moment you told me about her, and it shall be here and henceforth for the rest of her life, Char Char Binks.
Charmander.
Charmeleon.
Yeah. I have like a surrogate child. He's like a Havanese mix.
Oh!
And his name is Wellington. And he is so stinking sweet. I love him with every single bit of my heart, you know?
He, like, okay, so I get regular updates on Wellington every time you have him. And he really is the sweetest little bean. I swear to God.
I wish we could have done out of facility adventures for him when you were here, because I 100% would have been like, let's go pick up my baby.
And I would have 10,000%, not even 100%, like 10,000% would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
Because
he's the boy.
There's my boy.
Here comes the boy.
Yes. My list is a little bit shorter than that. I have I have all three adoptees. The first two are siblings. They're two little black cats. One is very gregarious. If there's ever a time you hear a cat meow on our podcast, chances are that those meows are my girls. That is, Pepper is the oldest. She's very gregarious, very outspoken. I take that back. She's not very outspoken. Muse is outspoken. But Pepper is very gregarious and she kind of loves attention.
What does gregarious mean?
It's talkative, someone who wants to be the center of attention. Jin. Well, not Jin, but like Jimin. Jimin, really. Okay. Yeah. Muse is shy, but never knows when to shut up. And then our third baby, she's literally 7 months old. She is a 7 month old boxer mix. So to put it in perspective, she looks like Scooby-Doo. But she does not act like Scooby-Doo. Well, I mean, maybe. Like, she goes Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs over treats. Her little Scooby snacks.
You know why they, Scoob and Shaggy, were obsessed with snacks, though?
Oh, of course. First of all, every single one of them were smoking weed. If the dog was talking to them, yeah, probably more. And her lovely name is Bambi because we didn't have the common sense to name her Scoobit.
You're my only Bambi, Bambi.
Yeah, that did pop. So that song popped in my head after my family was like, oh my God, she's this like really pretty tan color. She looks like a deer. So I was like, oh, Bambi. And then after I said it, I was like, Bambi Bambi.
Oh, now I wonder how, I wonder how Big's doing.
We haven't, he's had some stuff scheduled that came out on his YouTube channel, the same as Chenyeol has. But I don't want to watch it because, like, I don't want to literally rip my own heart out and look at it. Because that's what it would be if I was to watch those videos.
That's fair.
Because it just hurts too much. We have such a long time left to go before they're home.
Yeah.
And I don't want this to be a sad episode. We're by no means like saying that this, you know, that it's a travesty that they have to.
Honestly, I've been into K-pop for long enough to know that like they don't even okay.
Oh. Let's see here. So. Getting into it, we have so many idols that are like pet parents, and some of the most notorious cat dads.
Bam Bam,
Bam Bam,
Bam Bam has two cats. Pudding, latte, cup, and cupcake, and Kim Kato.
Cup.
He's got cup. That's me being too excited. I may use that clip for a TikTok.
That's cup. Oh god. Oh no.
Cup.
Broken teapot noises.
Why do I feel like if Bam Bam heard that, he'd just be like, cup.
I'm Bam Bam, your cup.
Oh my god. Hold on. Edit this part out, okay?
Oh no.
You ready? Oh, what no. If that man ever actually fucking heard that TikTok sound specifically and was like, cup? I'm gonna start calling you cup.
First of all, Cupcake would get highly offended. Cupcake would be highly offended. Also, Cupcake. Cupcake is his baby. Yes. Cupcake is his baby. So, like, I'm pretty sure he would laugh about it, but then also be like, I'm not gonna call you that all the time, baby.
No, he'd probably like be like, make a video of him calling her cup.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. Please, Bam Bam, acknowledge our existence. We love you.
Notice me, senpai.
Notice me, senpai.
Never mind. Just edit out the part of me saying edit this out. Fucking leave that shit. I don't care.
We need to.
No regrets. Not even one letter.
No. Did we ever figure out JB's cat's name?
No, because you corrected me on it, because I thought the man only had like four.
Yeah, he has a lot.
He has like what, five or six?
So if cat lady.
He's not a cat dad. He is the owner of a small cat army.
And all he would have to do is like, and they would attack.
Like, why do I picture a bunch of cats just going,
ah. Or rather yet, the doorbell rings and like they all gather around it. And he like, has to be like, get back, get back. Night,
and all you can see is yellow eyeballs.
JB with like a blanket over him. Thank you for the delivery.
Yes. And then him going, let's go, cats, back to the Netflix.
The problem is he wouldn't even, he would take the bag with both hands and turn around. It's one of the cats that would then close the door. Not him, one of the cats.
And then just sit, just back to the Netflix cave, my children. Away!
Oh, dear God. Oh. Oh no, that would be and then
Lisa from Blackpink.
Yes, Lisa
She's
has
cat mom.
Yes.
She has Lily, Leo, Lego, Luca, and Louie.
It sounds like she has an obsession with L's.
Yes.
Because her name is also Lalisa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just saying. I don't remember any other cat moms. I'm not going to lie. So, some other well-known cat dads. Wavy. We basically all know Louie. Lucas, you were wrong for calling him fat boy. Okay. All right. I'm siding with 10 on this. It was hilarious, but I'm siding with 10. Don't call Louis fat.
It was just funny. Hey, fat boy.
Hey, fat boy. He's just trying to get through the baby bars in peace, and you're just being a dick.
There, I don't think Alice would be able to get through the bars of that gate either.
That's the thing, is like Louis did, he struggled a second, but he got through.
Yeah, and Alice would also struggle a lot.
There's a difference. Alice would struggle a lot. Louis just kind of like farted and like managed to get through.
He just, it's better.
The bar is how he keeps down the gas. After Wavy, the reason why I saved him for last on that list is because him being a cat dad is the most absolute precious thing, because there's a thing in parenthood. It's called the parent's curse or the mom's curse, however you want to see it. Basically, how you are as a child, your children will return to you tenfold. Mm. So if you are a pain in the butt all through your childhood, then like your kids are going to be even more of a pain in the butt. Taemin and his little Kungi, she is the sweetest little demon child. I remember the clip of her crawling into his piano.
Oh no.
I think it's a baby grand piano. But yes, Kungi is the most adorable little demon child. And basically, it's just giving Taemin back what he's like put Shiny through. I swear to God, I swear to God. So there is a metric buttload of doggy dads.
And
dog parents, doggy dads, doggy moms. So
we have Chung'a. She has a dog named Bambi.
Hey!
Oh, we have Ki from Shiny.
Yes, with
he has Sonde and Garcon.
Garcon. Yeah. Which, by the way, the names are fitting for the children because those kids are very loud, very, very crazy. And Comte de Garcon is, it's like they're acting like boys. Like they're loud, they're rambunctious, they're crazy. So very fitting.
Wonderful. I mean, if you ever see the clip of Key trying to vacuum and freaking crap.
If I'm not mistaken, that was Garcon too.
That was Garcon. He was laying there, and then all of a sudden, he just like starts showing his teeth and growling, and then going nuts. And Key like runs away from his own child.
See, my thing, heathen.
I said, "You good? It's my cat." Oh.
Obviously, you know, we all have the BTS puppies. Suga has Hoodie. RM has Moni. Hobie has Mickey. Oh, Mickey. Taeyong has Yontan. Now, Taeyong has had multiple dogs, but we can't narrow down. Like Yontan is the one he has right now. Which, by the way, why has he not been showing us Yontan recently?
He's probably,
might be with mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say they might have him.
BTS has been busy lately.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're starting to calm down because I think Permission to Dance promotions have already ended. And then all of the GOT7 animals besides Bam Bam and JB,
Coco.
Oh,
Coco.
So, Mark and Yongjae have Coco and Milo, and both of them, both Milo and Coco, are technically Mark and Yongjae's. They kind of have like a co-parenting thing going on with both dogs. Yeah. However, as of right now, Mark has Milo and Yongjae has Coco.
I thought it was the other way around.
Oh. So, we forgot to name off JB's cats, and he has 5.
Yeah. That was mostly because I didn't know their names.
Coco's with Young Jay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. yeah, basically Young Jay does photo shoots with Coco.
That's adorable.
Got 7's dogs. Ow. Yeah. Yongjae has Coco right now. Mark has Milo. Yugyeom has his black Pomeranian named Darkom. Darkomi. And I think that's it for the dog dads of GOT7 because Jackson doesn't have any animals. I don't think Jin Young would want any. He's already lived with GOT7. He doesn't want. That's enough animals. yeah.
Yeah, so you have the ones that I do know from EXO. Chanyeol has Tobin. However, he's allergic to Tobin.
He's allergic to Tobin?
He's allergic to his own dog. Tobin's like a toy poodle or something like that. Yeah, Tobin's a toy poodle and is literally energy, 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 energy. Seon has Vivi, and Vivi is a Bichon, if I'm not mistaken. Vivi is a very, very chonky Bichon. I'm pretty sure Vivi. Never mind, I can't even look it up. My phone's being a bitch nugget. I said my phone's being a bitch nugget, so I can't even look it up. Yes. We said key, right?
And then okay. Amber has Jack Jack.
Yeah, I forgot. I swear to God, I put her on here somewhere. What? I had her on something. Oh no. Wow. Well, she has Jack Jack, and then she had another dog, but I don't remember the name. And I think she has a cat named Tunafish. or tuna or something, I don't remember. And then Sammy has Wolfie.
Yes.
Wolfie, he's so cute. He's a Pomsky. Here comes the boy.
And oh, he's so precious. I love him.
He is for a dog. He is very handsome. Like Yontan is like adorable and like used to the spotlight. Wolfie is so chill, but he's so beautiful. He's got those beautiful husky markings, but he's got like the fluff of a Pomeranian.
Yeah,
it's oh god, and also seeing how much he's grown. Oh, because me and you were watching that that one video of him playing guitar with Wolfie laying next to him.
Yeah.
He was playing Black Rose.
Mm.
Oh, Wolfie was such a good boy.
He just chills. He just lays there and chills. It's so sweet.
Yeah. The exotic pets. This is where I want to spend most of our time because holy Hera. Oh my god. Okay, so we'll start off kind of like mild. Jin and his sugar gliders.
Oh, they're so cute.
Almok. Odengi. I can't remember the third one. It's Omok Odengi. I think it was a noodle. I don't remember. He's had three or four different sugar gliders. Because I do know that Odengi passed away. Rest in peace, little man. Little baby. I don't know. I don't know how you how do you gender a sugar glider? I don't know. Then TXT. That is the weirdest. Okay, those
Subini has a hedgehog.
Okay, but like hedgehogs are still pretty cute.
They are.
Taehyun has a freaking snake.
But snakes are awesome.
True, I am one of those people that does want a pet python. But like, come on, Taehyun. Like, what if that thing gets loose?
But they'll think of it as a thing.
You know what? It would probably... Look here. It would probably snuggle up in Bumgu's bed because that man is literally Satan.
And Bumgu would just be like, oh, good morning, buddy.
Yeah. Just scoop it up, hand it to Taehyun. I'm like, eh, find your snake.
Yeah. Your snake was in my bed.
Your snake was... That could sound really wrong.
Your snake was in my bed. Have it back, dude.
Oh, dear God. But,
speaking of Gyu, though, he's a bird dad.
Yeah, he's a burb. He's a burb dad. A burb dad. Burb.
I like birds. They're cute. They're very pretty. But
fruit in the ass.
We had birds. We had two birds when we lived back in Missouri. Mm. And oh my god. You want to talk about not getting any sleep because your house sounds like a dang zoo?
Y'all weren't okay. So see, here's we had a scarlet tail. We had a scarlet-tailed African gray. Long ass name. She was abused and my grandparents rescued her. She was literally in like the bottom half of her cage. She was in like one of those big, I think it was a 10-foot cage. Maybe. There was 3 feet of poop.
Well, damn.
Yeah. It was just poop and seeds and like it was not. And she and they would throw stuff at her. They would hit her. So we had like, so anytime she would get upset, she would pluck all of her feathers out. And then, she would attack any remote and she would bite the piss out of you. And of course she's a parrot. Guess what? If, you know, if it's your pinky finger, she's going to take that little son of a bitch off. I think I still have a scar. I'm pretty sure I still have a scar on one of my knuckles from that little hussy. I just don't remember which one it is. Anyway, because she bit me whenever I was a kid. Birds are a pain in the wholehearted ass to take care of. And if you don't kind of, the way we got her to be quiet at night is to lay a cover over her cage to make it completely dark for her. Dark, like, well, I say completely dark. We could cover over her cage at any point. She would be quiet because it's nighttime.
Yeah.
And in the morning, when you take that off, she would squawk and squeak a little bit and ding her bell and say her good mornings. And my grandfather would just open the cage. She'd crawl down. She'd make her way over to her pepaw. And he would sit in the recliner and she would... So if this is the recliner and he's sitting in it, she would tuck herself down between him and the arm of the recliner. It was adorable, but she was actually down there playing with his keys. He'd always wear keys on his hip. She was down there playing with his keys. She destroyed one of the electric thingies for a car, like when you unlock and lock the doors.
Oh, the remote?
Yeah. She destroyed a couple of those before because he forgot that they were on there. She hated electronics because they would throw like remotes and stuff at her to get her to be quiet.
Hmm.
They were so mean to her. Like, It was bad. It was really bad. And my grandmother is one brave woman.
Much as I like talk some mad shit about my cat sometimes, I would never do anything to hurt her.
Oh, now I keep a squirt bottle of water for when my children are being turd blossoms. Because even the boxer mix dog is afraid of water.
Yeah. I had that with Alice, but she stopped responding to it.
This one, if she is determined, she'll get squirted a few times before she's like, I'm leaving. So, ain't that right? See, sometimes I'm determined.
Anyway.
Yeah. So then we have, there was a member of M Black who had like lizard snakes. The whole nine yards. A pet caiman. A pet alligator. It's crocodile. So a caiman is basically what you find in like the Amazon River.
I'm a piranha. I live in the Amazon.
But yeah, like caimans are what you find in like the Amazon and like Australia and like kind of more deserty area water type of deals. Whereas alligators are in like, alligators and crocodiles are salt water. I don't remember. It all depends on the nose. Either way, caimans, like, they're all dangerous. Why you have them? Why? There was one girl that had a pet iguana. I don't remember his name. She was a girl group.
Mingy.
Yeah, there was it wasn't the member of Kara. I don't remember who it was. One of them had there was a girl group member that had a chameleon named Mingy. I still I had it on my phone and phone's not working. Lady. Why do I have Ring Ding Dong stuck in my head?
I saw a local using Ring Ding Dong.
Oh no.
And they were trying to do some kind of weird TikTok dancing to Ring Ding Dong. And I was like, oh my God, no. Oh my God, no.
That mama baby. Your mama baby. Shit, they're all my babies, but you know where you have that one kid that's just always you with Alice. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all your babies.
Mm-hmm.
Even Daenerys. But like,
Alice likes to be babied.
Yeah. Well, Alice is the one that'll make that special. Muse will do it too. There's times when Muse will be like, nah, I specifically want my mama. But sometimes for Muse, any attention will do.
Yeah.
But Pepper is like, no, 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 no. That's my mama. And like a kid will like reach out and like spread out her paws to like reach for her mama. I hear the old lady pills.
Yeah.
Ah, there he is. Okay. So was there any other animal I would like to put? So Tanyol used to have an exotic pet. He used to have ferrets whenever he was a kid. Yeah. Here's my thing is I absolutely adore ferrets. They're little fur slinkies. They're cat snakes.
I was going to say, I call them cat snakes.
Yeah. Fur slinky, cat snake. Duke of weasels. Because think of the noise they make. They make a tuk tuk tuk.
Facts though.
Duke of weasels. Also, never let a ferret and a hamster play together. I'm not saying I did it, but I'm also not saying I didn't do it.
Also, if you've ever seen a ferret and a cat playing together,
that's hilarious.
My ex used to have two cats and a ferret. And a couple times a day, he would let the ferret just run around with the cats.
I don't know if you can see her. She's got her face like buried in her paws.
Yeah.
Oh. Your ears are cold. Don't twitch your ear, twitch your tail at me. I'm warming up your ear.
Anyway. Was there any other pet parents that you could think of?
No.
No. I mean, there's obviously more out there. You know, we can't name every single one in an episode. These are just the ones that we kind of knew about or, you know, had heard through the grapevine or whatever else.
Yeah.
With a little research online. And there's, you know, we tried to keep out like, oh, well, these are family pets of theirs. So like, you know, Cloudy. With JK, Cloudy was like his family dog, and the Jin's dog, Goodum or something like that. I don't remember.
No idea.
But yeah, Goodum was Cloudy. Anyway, but Jin's dog that passed away was again a family dog. Specifically those clips of Jin getting scared of a dog, like kind of like nah! at him and he's kind of like and drops a treat. Yeah, that dog passed away.
Oh
yeah, I mean it's sad. It's just kind of one of those things that, you know, it does happen, and when it does, it does devastate you whenever you lose a pet. So because you treat them like family, you baby them, you love them. Any pet, losing any pet is hard.
Okay, this brings me back to, we forgot to mention a dog dad, PH1.
Oh.
He's a rapper.
Oh yeah.
This man, he posts on Twitter today. Is it just me, or do people get super sad when they look at their pets? Because, you know, they're going to die before you. What's going to happen if Holly takes her last breath before my eyes? What if she dies when I'm not home? Like, buddy, are you okay? Is you good?
Is you good, though?
So, like, I tweeted back, I said, is you good, sir? Do you need a hug?
He probably does need a hug. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that, like, he's Korean and he's in Korea, like, I'd be asking what he's smoking. Because that man is having a full-on come-to-Jesus human light bulb moment.
I was right. Man's is on higher.
I feel like there are, like, 3 a.m. high conversations that are completely that are spoken completely sober in the higher and AOMG buildings. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Those secret of the universe with dumb answers. That you're sitting around like, I think you're gonna, you cracked the code, man. That's one of those. And they all happen around AOMG and higher. Prove me wrong.
No, I can't tell you you're wrong because, like, it's higher.
I wish you would let me do this whenever I'm trying to cut your nails, madam.
She's letting me go in and, like massage her little toe joints. Of her little toe beans.
Do a little massage of the peenies.
I figured out why his stage name is his stage name.
Aw.
Apparently, his English name is Harry. So it's Park Harry. Or Harry Park.
But, why did I just turn into Jackson? Oh my gosh.
So PH stands for Park Harry. And then one is because his Korean name is Juwon. So one Park sounds Harry like Won.
Park Harry One. again I say there are some very, for them to be sober, them some high thoughts higher. Alrighty.
Here's the songs.
Yes.
Okay, so let's just say my first two, as usual, Fever and Rotate.
As usual.
Also, something I forgot to mention on the week before's episode, which we literally just recorded. Us by Moon Jung-up. Oh, it's so good. It's such a vibe. Along with Drive that Jin Young put out. Such a vibe. And then Still Excuse Me, Miss by SHINee.
Excuse me, Miss.
And then Into the Night by I'm going to pronounce this horrifically. Yoasobi. It's a Japanese song, but you have to listen to the Japanese version. I don't like the English version. I like the Japanese version.
See, I debated about putting a Japanese song on there because I specifically went through and found there's a Japanese rock star that I absolutely adore. Her name is Akira. And I'll have to show her to you.
You did.
I did?
Mm.
When did I do that?
Like last year.
Oh shit. Maybe it was because like me and you have a thing for Vampire Night, and I told you that she played Kaname Koran. In like the Broadway production. Japanese is Broadway. Anyway. Yeah. My songs are very female oriented this week.
Oh.
Yeah. Poison by Pink Fantasy.
Thank you. Yes, I love that song.
Poison by Pink Fantasy. Hand in Hand with Petey by Dreamcatcher. For some reason, like I've been like going back and forth between the two. and then Other People and Neon by Amber Lou.
With other people.
But yeah, you forgot to put Jack Jack on your list.
Shut up.
Such I'm a sorry. Bad Amber fan. I'm a bad Ember. I'm a very bad. Hey, granted. Okay, so look, in my car, the hierarchy is as follows. I have a llama named Ember. I have a panda. I haven't named that one yet. So if there's any like suggestions, let us know. And then my GOT7 face mask. All right. Oh shit. Now everybody's gonna know who the hell I am.
Oh boy. I just went on Etsy because I'm retarded. I need to stop going on Etsy.
I spent delete it like Wish now.
Huh?
Delete it like Wish.
I had to delete Wish, but we're back on like we have to wear masks again. So like I obviously am buying masks again.
Yeah.
So I bought a thanks mask for.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh my God. I never showed it to you, did I? Ooh.
No. I have a BTS one. I have a GOT7 one. I need more K-pop masks.
Etsy.
So like, I know. That's where I got the first two. If it wasn't for like, I love it, but also like, I don't know. The black makes me not look as like, I have a fat face. So like the black like makes me actually look like I have kind of like more of a angled face or like heart-shaped face.
Pentagon.
I need to see what they have because like if I can get an Inception era or like some sort of 80s. Or like EXO, maybe not EXO. Almost X.
Ooh. This one's really cute.
Oh, I love it.
And then on the other side, it has it flipped.
Yeah, which it would be either way you wear the mask, it would still say the same thing.
I know.
I love it. I love it.
I love it so much. And then, you know, I'm a dumbass, so.
Astro! All right, well, I think we're going to end that episode here, guys. Like we said before, you can find us on Podchaser. Give us a rate. Let us know how we're doing. We're on Apple Music. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Podcasts. You name it, you know. We're there. We have some other SNS that is up and coming soon that will get that information to you as soon as possible. TikTok, the whole nine yards. So, you know, check us out. You know, look us up. The Cool Jam Show.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye, guys.